the third baseman for the Yankees. 0-1, and he went around on a slider, and it's 0-2 on William. Trammell stays in the game. He's in right field. Grisham is in the game in center. So Soto and Judge and Rizzo all out of this game, and it's a swing and a foul tip by Contreras into the mitt of Trevino, and he strikes out for the first out. And here's Willy Adames. Well, nothing warms up a cool spring day like a Usinger brat hot off the grill. Just grab it off the grill and then dip it in some of that Pine River cold pack cheese spread. All sorts of different flavors and styles for you to choose from. Adames backing out on a two seamer in there for a strike. And it's 0-1. And then after you heat up, cool off with some Cedarcrest frozen custard. Sea salt, caramel. This is straight old vanilla. It's pretty good too. One ball and one strike on Willie. The pitch, swing and a miss on a two seam fastball, and it's one ball and two strikes. Willie's average sitting at 269, has a double today. He's officially 1-for-3. He's driven in 13 on the season, has Adames. One, two. Line back up the middle and into center field for a base hit for Adames. So a two hit day for Willie. Brewers, 9-hit attack so far. They've had a lot of opportunities offensively, have the Brewers. They stranded the bases loaded in the sixth inning. They stranded a pair of runners in the second, in the fourth, and in the fifth inning as well for the Crew. And here's Jake Bowers. They've stranded 11 for the game. Bowers takes a strike, and it's 0-1. Meanwhile, the Yankees have stranded just 5. They've had all these base runners, all these hits, and they're also getting a lot of clutch hits today. They had all those two out hits in that big sixth inning as Bowers lifts one into left center field. Long run for Verdugo. He won't get there. It'll one hop the wall and up over the wall and into the bullpen. It's an automatic double. So Adames has to stop at third, and the Brewers have second and third with one away for Gary Sanchez. And instead of Sanchez, Oliver Dunn is going to get an at bat here in the eighth. $75 to the Mac Fund, courtesy of West Bend, the Silver Lining. Yankees today 7-for-15 with runners in scoring position. The Brewers 3-for-12. That's been the category that for a good chunk of this season the Brewers have dominated in. After struggling in it a year ago, it really turned the table in that statistic early on this season, but Yankees winning that battle today. There have been a lot of base runners between these two teams. Brewers have worked 7 walks. So 10 hits now, 7 walks.
And Gary Sanchez twice got hit by a pitch.
And Gary Sanchez, so in terms of base runners, very similar numbers between the two teams in this game. And there's been action in that Yankees bullpen, and Aaron Judge out there to take the ball from Michael Tonkin. And a call to the bullpen has already been made. U.S. Cellular's proud to support the Brewers. When the game is on, notifications go off. Enjoy the game with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Left-hander coming on for the Yankees here at American Family Field. It's a 15-5 Yankees lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. U.S. Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the Us Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game day, set your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
It's that time of year again, Wisconsin. Hunting season is back. Before you head out, remember that safety is always the number one target for a successful hunt. So when you're out in the woods this season, practice these simple tips. Treat every firearm like it's loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and don't touch the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
We're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil. Saving you big time money on snacks.
10 to 15 ounce Craven pretzels, $1.69 a bag. Or 8 ounce Craven chips, just $1.99 a bag.
My Carumba hot, hot prices on snacks.
Pretzels, $1.69 or chips, $1.99.
Hey, these taste just like the national brands, but they're half the price.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're employee owned. It's Woodmans.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You are listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
15-5 Yankees. Bottom of the eighth inning. One out. Oliver Dunn, the pinch hitter, and the lefty Caleb Ferguson on the mound for the Yankees. First pitch to Dunn is swung on and fouled back into the net. It is 0-1. Brewers with runners at second and third. Adames at third and Bowers at second base. A 1 to Dunn. Took a strike on the outside edge with a fastball at 93. It's no balls and two strikes. One out. Adames with a base hit, then Bowers with an automatic double into the Brewers bullpen in left center. 0-2 pitch. Dunn took outside. It's 1-2. Yankees broke open what was a 4-4 ball game in the top of the sixth with a 7-run effort. It all came with two outs. Brewers got a run back and left the bases loaded in the bottom of the sixth. Yankees have added two runs in each of the seventh and eighth innings. And an offensive weekend for the New York Yankees here in Milwaukee. 1-2 pitch. And Dunn took a call, third strike. Cutter pretty much right down the middle. And Ferguson comes in and strikes out Dunn for the second out of the inning. And now here's Blake Perkins, who flips around to hit right-handed. Well, the Rays are struggling a little bit. They're coming into town starting tomorrow night. They'll bus up from Chicago. White Sox 4-2 win today over Tampa Bay. The pitch to Perkins is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. That completed a sweep. So the White Sox had three wins coming into that series. They get three wins this weekend against Tampa Bay, who's now three games below 500 at 13-16. 0-1. Perkins pops it up, foul and out of play. First base side. It's 0-2. So that'll make for an interesting series here before the Brewers go down to Chicago themselves to play that weekend series against the Cubs at Wrigley next weekend. 0-2 pitch. Perkins takes high. One ball and two strikes. White Sox 6-22. And in the midst of a three game winning streak. How about that? One-two pitch. Perkins took down and in with a cutter. And it's even now. Two balls and two strikes.
You know what the recently retired former voice of the Yankees on radio would have said about that? You can't predict baseball.
We have learned that time and time again. What a game it is. 2-2 pitch. Perkins takes low, and he's worked the count full at three balls and two strikes.
I mean, think about that. Three wins in a month, and then you get a sweep. What the White Sox did to the Rays.
Nothing predictable about this game. Ferguson, high set. And the 3-2. And Perkins took a call, third strike. Fastball right on the outside edge. Perkins strikes out looking. And Ferguson gets out of it. Brewers strand a pair in the bottom of the eighth. We head to the ninth. It's a 15-5 Yankees lead on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance. This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Add Brewers games to your after-school plans with the $9 student special tickets, courtesy of UW Credit Union. Every weekday, high school and college students score Brewers tickets for as low as $9. Get yours at brewers.com/students. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Your business is a part of you. It's made from your DNA, your blood, your sweat, your tears. From a gleam in your eye, you gave it what it needed to grow into the pride and joy it has become. You wouldn't dream of letting anything bad happen to it. So you lavish it with love and wrap it in the cozy warmth of the Silver Lining. Pamper your business with a policy from West Bend. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Dear baseball fans, Toyota's 2024 lineup is a grand slam. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility player that's not afraid to get dirty. On deck, the roomy Highlander, followed by the fuel-efficient Corolla. Next up is our slugger, the rugged new Tacoma. And rounding out the order, the stylish Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th.
Well, we go to the top of the ninth inning, a 15-5 Yankees lead, and the Brewers will go to a position player to toss this ninth inning, and emphasis on toss. Jake Bowers is going to take over on the mound for the Crew. Oliver Dunn stays in the game to play first base. And so Jake Bowers will try to get the final three defensive outs of this game for the Crew. Before the Brewers come to the plate in the bottom of the ninth inning. Jose Trevino to lead things off against Bowers, who will pitch against his former team. He and Trevino teammates a year ago. The first pitch in there for a strike at 60 miles an hour from Jake. Brings home the 0-1 pitch. Trevino lines this into center. That's going to get down for a base hit for Jose Trevino. And he's aboard with a single here in the ninth. 18th hit of this game for the Yankees. And now Volpe will be the batter. First career pitching appearance for Jake Bowers. And the first offering to Volpe. Might have tried something off speed there. It dropped in low. And it's 1-0. 1-0 pitch. Missed outside. Two balls and no strikes. Victor Gonzalez is in the Yankees bullpen. 2-0 pitch, and that one was really lobbed in there. That one registering 39 miles an hour by Bowers. And it's 3-0 on Volpe. There's the pitch, and it misses down and in. And he walks Volpe. So now first and second and nobody out. And Trent Grisham will be the batter for the Yankees. Now, sometimes you see these position players come in and everything gets the hitters a little bit off balance. And their timing's off. Pitch missed outside, 1-0. Other times, a position player may just struggle to throw strikes. And sometimes guys are locked in, looking to go stat hunting, if you will. And it can be a really tough inning for that position player. Bowers has allowed the first two to reach the 1-0. This is popped up. This one on the infield. Infield fly rule called for. Bowers will take it himself and make the catch. P1 in your scorebook. A little easier to back off if you're a position player, knowing that the guy on the mound is a position player too. Let him just take charge and catch the pop up. And now here's Taylor Trammell. Trammell's first at bat, came in and ran for Rizzo in the eighth. And a swing and a miss. And a pitch at 61 miles per hour under the hands of Taylor Trammell. Once a big prospect Taylor Trammell. That breaking ball missed inside. And it's one ball and one strike. He's bounced around through different organizations. He was with the Reds, the Mariners. 1-1's high, and it's two balls and one strike. Made his debut with Seattle back in 2021. He pops this one up. Foul territory. Ortiz giving chase. It'll fall for a strike, and it's 2-2. Bowers trying to turn the page on what has been a couple of tough days. Back to back for the crew against the Yankees. 2-2. That's flipped foul back and out of play. It stays at 2-2. Brewers took game one of this series on Friday night. This will be just the second series the Brewers have lost all year. 2-2 down in the dirt. Counts full. Three balls and two strikes. And a chance to reset against the Rays this week. Brewers with a loss here today would fall to 17-10. Now a baseball comes out onto the field. So Jackson Churio out there on the warning track and right picks it up and tosses it into the Yankees bullpen. 3-2 on Trammell. Bowers kicks and delivers, and a swing and a foul off of Contreras, and back to the backstop. Stays at 3-2. The pitch missed outside. He walked him and the bases are loaded. And that will get Alex Verdugo to the plate. Verdugo has had a good series. Has a hit today. He's officially 1-for-5 in this game. Came into today 4-for-9 in the series. Left-handed hitter against the lefty Jake Bowers. Not that that matters all that much with a position player. And Bowers missed outside. It's 1-0. Has to be a little challenging for the umpires, too. You want to probably open up that strike zone a little bit, but that's really not what you're supposed to do, of course. There's a strike. And it's 1-1. You want to keep the integrity of your strike zone and make these guys execute the pitches, even though it's a little different type of moment. Foul back and out of play, and it's 1-2.
You were talking about timing. Generally, it's hard to get your timing against guys throwing 60, but the Yankees got two innings of this last night from Owen Miller.
1-2 pitch. Up and in, and it's two balls and two strikes. And Powers looks back at Verdugo and says, "That was my bad. I almost hit you. Wasn't trying to," as everybody knows. 2-2 pitch. Hit in the air, left field. Frelick giving chase. It will twist out of play, foul. And it stays at 2-2 on Verdugo. Bowers, very good game offensively. A three-hit day for Bowers. Home run, a single, a double. He's just a triple shy of the cycle. Ripped foul. And almost a catch made by the ball boy down that right field line. In and out of the glove. Stays at 2-2. A couple of strikeouts for Bowers, but a 3-for-5 day with three RBIs. 2-2, and that just missed off the plate. And the crowd is letting Mike Malinsky hear about it. It was outside. Full count now, 3-2. The pitch popped him up. This one in shallow right. Coming in is Churio. Underneath it, makes the catch. No tag from the Yankees. Trevino will stay put at third. And there's two outs. And now Giancarlo Stanton, who homered off of Owen Miller last night. And with a little smirk out towards Bowers as he gets into the box. First pitch, missed down and in, almost hit Stanton. If that would have hit Stanton, do you think he would have declined? And just said, no, I want to continue the at-bat.
If he could have.
One ball and no strikes. Bowers pitch. Fly ball. on the infield, foul territory. Oliver Dunn, the first baseman, going into foul territory, makes the catch. And Jake Bowers works out of a bases loaded jam in the top of the ninth. Puts up a zero. 15-5. Yankees out in front. Brewers coming to the plate in the bottom of the ninth after this on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Somebody help my house. It's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com. to schedule your free home exam today.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Signature Homes was founded about 25 years ago. Shortly after we started our real estate business, we realized there was a need for new construction. So many times we're out showing property to buyers and they aren't finding what they're looking for. And if we can't find them what they're looking for, we need to have another option. And so we started to customize homes and really make them specific to the customer's needs. That model has grown over the years. We started with building just a few homes and now we're building 30, 35 homes a year. We have showrooms in all of our locations. If you just want to walk in and learn more about our building company, we can do that.
MJ.
Fifteen to five, Yankees with the lead as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning here at American Family Field. Victor Gonzalez takes over on the mound for the Yankees, the left-hander. Bottom third of the order. Scheduled a hit for the crew, Terang, Ortiz, and Churio. Bryce Terang today is 0 for 4. Brewers with 10 hits on the afternoon. It's not been a bad day offensively for the crew whatsoever. Pitch misses down and away, 1-0. And really, Tobias Myers threw the ball very well today. Also not the issue for the crew. 1-0. Terang took inside, 2 balls and no strikes. Tough call that went against the crew, and the bullpen frankly just didn't throw enough strikes today. And it's been a bullpen that's been one of the best in baseball up until today, so you have to kind of move on and put this one behind you. That's all you can do. Terang takes a strike, it's 2-1. Easy in some of these games like last night and tonight to get caught up in the result. At the end of the day, it's just one loss. And at the end of the day, it's still a Brewers team that'll be 7 games above .500. And with a chance to still be in first place tomorrow morning, depending on what happens in the Cubs and Red Sox game tonight. 2-1 to Terang. Caught the outside corner. Two-seam fastball, and it's 2-2. Gonzalez looks in and brings home the pitch. Bryce took down and away with a slider. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Credit to Bryce Terang and all of these young Brewers. They're not giving away at bats even in a 10-run deficit in the ninth. Bouncer on the left side. Backhanded by Jamai Jones. Throw to first is going to be in time to get Terang. Pretty good play by Jamai Jones, the one-time Brewer. And there's one away for Joey Ortiz. Oh, don't miss out on Brewers Star Wars Night presented by 620 WTMJ coming up Saturday, May 11th. Special ticket to the game against the Cardinals. You'll take home a Brewers reversible dark versus light side shirt. Get your tickets now at Brewers.com. First pitch to Joey Ortiz from Gonzalez misses outside. It's 1-0. Brewers and the Rays tomorrow night. We've had some good series over the years. Pitch is outside, two balls and no strikes on Ortiz. Rays, as of this morning, had not yet announced their starters. Brewers are going to go with Bryce Wilson, Freddy Peralta on Tuesday, and Colin Ray in the finale on Wednesday afternoon. 2-0 pitch. Ortiz takes outside, and it's 3-0. Joey has three walks today. He's got a shot at a fourth walk. He's officially 0-for-1. Gonzalez, the 3-0 pitch. Missed outside, it's a walk. So Ortiz with his fourth walk. He's done a nice number on his on-base percentage this afternoon. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. And now here's Jackson Churio.
He's been patient all season. I've been really impressed the amount of pitches he sees when he's in the box. He works counts, makes pitchers throw a lot of them.
He really had a nice series, did Joey Ortiz. First pitch to Churio is a chopper, foul of the third baseline. It's 0-1. Talked about this last night when Churio came up late when the game got lopsided. These are important at bats for Jackson. Every time he comes to the plate, he's gaining more data. He's learning more. He's seeing another major league pitcher, helping him continue to make adjustments. A 1. Over but low with a changeup, one ball and one strike. Ortiz gets his lead from first in the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Went after a two-seam fastball just off the outer edge. It's 1-2. One-two pitch. Swung on and fouled back into the net. Change up down and in. Jackson is able to get his hands in and fouled it back and stays alive at one ball and two strikes. Gonzalez looks into Churio. And the 1-2 pitch. Missed down and away with a changeup. He goes to 2-2. Jackson Churio signed the deal in the offseason, made the opening day roster. An exciting young prospect that's only going to get better in this Brewers uniform. 2-2 pitch. Missed outside, three balls and two strikes. So after Terang had the bases or had the count full, then Ortiz with the four pitch walk, now a full count to Churio, and he lines one into right. That is going to be caught by Trammell. No, he trapped it. He went into a slide, looked like he might have picked it clean, but he trapped it, according to Jansen Visconti, the first base umpire, and Churio's got a hit. Yep, it bounced on a short hop into his glove, and Trammell probably fortunate that he was able to pick it on that short hop. Otherwise, Churio would have been off to the races. Swings have looked better today from Jackson. The at-bats have been some of the better at-bats we've seen over the course of the last week from the Brewers young right fielder. First and second. And here's Owen Miller. Hits it foul and out of play down the right field line. And it's 0-1. Joey Weimer in the on-deck circle. He will hit for Contreras. A 1 pitch. Missed outside. One ball and one strike here on Miller. 15-5. Yankees out in front. The deciding game of this series. Both teams had split the first two. 1-1. Swing and a miss at a changeup. And it's a ball and two strikes on Miller. Owen adjusting his batting gloves before he gets back in there. Looks back at second, the 1-2 pitch. Down and in, it's 2-2. Brewers have really made Gonzalez work in this inning, and give him credit for that. not giving it bats away even at the end of a lopsided game. He's gone deep in the count with almost every single Brewers hitter in this inning. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Got him with a changeup off the plate. Miller strikes out. And there's two away now for Joey Weimer. So Weimer with two outs and two on here in the bottom of the ninth. Joey hitting just 118 on the year. Gonzalez the pitch, misses down and away with a two seamer. It's 1-0. Gonzalez brings home the 1-0 pitch, and Joey couldn't hold back. He tried to check his swing on that slider down and in. He ended up offering at it, and it's a ball and a strike. Ortiz at second, Cheerio at first, 1-1. That's down and in, two balls and a strike on Joey. Adames is in the on deck circle. Brewers have pretty much emptied their bench. The pitch in there with a strike, and it's 2-2. The only Brewer that has not played in this game is Rhys Hoskins. A true day off for him. 2-2. Down and in, and the count is full. Three balls and two strikes. New baseballs run out to Malinsky. Gonzalez is really grinded. He's up to 27 pitches in this bottom of the ninth. Here's the 3-2. There go the runners. Swing and a miss. Oh, he got a piece of it. And stays alive, does Weimer. Just got a piece of it. And so Weimer will get to see another one here.
How many baseballs do you think have been used in today's game as they throw out another one? 100 more?
There have been so many today. I mean, there always are a lot of baseballs used in any given game, but this one would be beyond that for sure. 29 hits alone. A part of it, the 3-2. Popped him up. This one on the left side. Drifting into foul territory, Jamai Jones makes the catch. And this game is over. The Yankees win the series by winning the game here this afternoon, 15-5 over the Crew. Brewers fall to 17-10 on the season, and they'll look for the Rays to come to town starting tomorrow night. 15-5 your final. Yankees win this one. We're back to tell you about it after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Spring fishing is finally here, and Fleet Farm has everything you need to reel in more fish this year. Upgrade your gear with the best brands like Rapala, Berkley, and St. Croix. Find exclusive flicker sheds you won't find anywhere else, starting at $12.99. Get rod and reel combos starting at only $24.99. And shop our wide selection of fishing line that starts at just $4.99. Land top fishing gear and everything else you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases contest, presented by Hershey's. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Hershey's, Reese's, or Kit Kat with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you'll walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Hershey's. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Hershey's, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with US Mode from US Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, US Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. US Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the US Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game days, set your phone to US Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
I'm Ben Juick with Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors. The crew is winning ball games here in Milwaukee and around the country. Our team stands ready to help your organization win across North America. Powered by Coakley Connect, our revolutionary facilities management platform, the Coakley crew supports clients across the country manage their real estate portfolio, offering facility-focused products and services, interior design, construction, new furniture, installation, and move management. We'll help you create and manage interior environments that drive your team forward. Visit CoakleyBrothers.com and hit a home run.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you by Sitco.
Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, built for us, Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest, Wisconsin Biofuels, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council. And Josh, the Yankees offense showed up these last 2 days here at American Family Field.
Ooh, yeah, did they ever. Back-to-back 15-run efforts. 30 runs over the weekend for the Bronx Bombers. They win today 15-5. 15 runs, 18 hits. Meanwhile, the Brewers, 5 runs, 11 hits. They also drew 8 walks and were hit by 2 pitches. The Brewers left 15 men on base in the 9 innings today. The win goes to the first reliever for the Yankees, Ron Marinaccio. He improves to 1-0. Abner Uribe had that tough top of the sixth inning. Top of the sixth was the inning in which the Yankees scored 7 two-out runs. Uribe falls to 2-2. Time of the game, 3 hours, 21 minutes. All those base runners, not much the pitch clock can do to speed up that kind of game. And it was in front of 35,295 on a Sunday with the roof closed at American Family Field.
Yeah, not just the Yankees with a lot of base runners. As you said, Brewers left 15 today. They had base runners in basically every inning, and they had a lot of pressure, especially early against Stroman. Finally broke through with that 4-run bottom of the fifth. That's going to do it for us. Our next broadcast coming your way tomorrow night on Deck Show, built by Menards, gets started at 6:05, followed by the game at 6:40. Brewers and the Rays, who have yet to name a starter. Brewers are going to go with Bryce Wilson making his third start for the crew. Our producer and engineer has been Kent Sommerfeld. I'm Lane Griddle, inviting you to stay tuned. Josh Maurer and the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show is coming up next. Again, the final score here on this Sunday afternoon, the Yankees 15 and the Brewers 5. Have a great rest of your Sunday, everybody. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of 4 new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, 5 times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit pacebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Service and savings. It's Woodman's.
Hi, we're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on honey and tea.
12-ounce Bargain Bee honey, just 2 for $5. Or 20-count Bigelow tea, 2 for $5.
I caramba, hot, hot prices on honey and tea.
Bargain Bee, 2 for $5. Bigelow, also 2 for $5.
Enjoy honey and tea season and save lots of money.
Better products, better prices, better service, because we're employee-owned.
It's Woodman's.
Dear baseball fans, Toyota's 2024 lineup is a grand slam. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility player that's not afraid to get dirty. On deck, the roomy Highlander, followed by the fuel-efficient Corolla. Next up is our slugger, the rugged new Tacoma. And rounding out the order, the stylish Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
That was a Yankee offensive dominated weekend here in Milwaukee. 15 runs on Saturday, 15 runs on Sunday, and they win the series against the Brewers 2 out of 3. Welcome into our post-game coverage. We got a lot coming up for you here. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is about to change what it means to bet big, bet bold, with a huge video wall, seating for over 200, and an expanded food menu and more. The new Pottawatomie Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens coming up May 3rd, right around the corner. Told you lots coming up for you. We'll go into the scoreboard in just a moment. And then, of course, later on, all the highlights. We'll get you ready for the Tampa Bay Rays coming in a funk Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday here to American Family Field. So we hope that you'll keep it right here with us. Brewers pitching staff today ended up with 5 ortho ASAP strikeouts. They all came from the starter, Tobias Myers. I got to tell you, the Yankees ended up with 15 runs. They win by 10. But you wouldn't have thought that that would be the case if you just watched Tobias, especially over the first 4 innings. He was very good. I thought impressive, especially considering the hot lineup that he was dealing with. 5 ortho ASAP strikeouts. Start healing faster. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. In the Central Division this afternoon, the Cardinals going for the sweep of the Mets, but New York scored 3 in the bottom half of the 11th inning, and they salvage a game in that series at Citi Field. Final score was 4-2. It was Mark Vientos with the walk-off home run in the bottom of the 11th inning for New York. So the Cardinals still win 2 out of 3. They had a good week, 4-2, after the Brewers swept them. Cincinnati Reds were in Texas trying to win a series, but they lost as well. 4-2, the defending world champion Rangers. 4-3, final score. They get the victory, and so Texas takes 2 out of 3 from Cincinnati. The Pittsburgh Pirates in a rubber match are out by the Bay in San Francisco and trailing 3-1 in the top of the 7th inning. It was Jared Jones, the impressive rookie, getting the ball for Derek Shelton and the Pirates in that game. Jones ended up with only 3 strikeouts. First time he didn't get 7 in any of his big league outings. He went 5 innings, and he's on the hook for the loss. And the final team in the Central in action later tonight, Sunday night game. It is the Cubs at the Red Sox. First pitch coming up in about an hour and a half at Fenway. Hayden Wesneski for the Cubbies and Tanner Houck for Boston. That's a rubber match as well after Boston won 17-0 yesterday. Come back and get you some more scores, tell you how Tampa did as they tried to avoid being swept by the lowly White Sox. More to come on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show. 15-5 Yankees win it here on the Brewers Radio Network.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair!
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, property doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the 9th inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Earl Ingram.
In Wisconsin, parents pay one-third of their income on child care. Think about what we need our income for. Shelter, food, clothing, gas bill, electric bill. And we're talking about one child. This is a crisis. Young families are saddled with what is almost impossible to deal with.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
15-5 Yankees. Pat Murphy has just begun addressing the media. Let's listen in.
I think he had a representative outing and against a top team with, at least a top offensive lineup for sure, you know. And we were facing a kid that is, you can say what you want. Stroman is excellent pitcher. To get him out of there, he's a top-tier pitcher. And, you know, I think it's a real credit. We left 15 guys on base today. You can say that's poor offense, or you can say we got 15 guys on base. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of good to it. It was 15 guys on base and scored 5 runs. So, hey, while I'm talking, you got to shushish. Oh, he's got your cards?
No.
Well, where's your cards? In my office.
That's Pat Murphy. He's actually got his young children in the press conference with him talking about the effort here this afternoon. There were a ton of base runners, but the Brewers leave those 15 and lose 15-5. Here's the judgment play that was not called a double play with Aaron Judge in the sixth inning.
You guys watched it, replayed it? It's hard to say that he wasn't making an attempt, at least purposely obstruct. I don't think he wanted to get hit by the ball, but I think he was trying to purposely obstruct. It's my opinion. I don't know what his intent was. Seems like a wonderful man, but very competitive also. So there might have been a chance.
That's something that they can get together as a crew and discuss and then override.
Yeah, that's what they did. They got together and nobody thought that it was intentional. And, you know, that's a judgment and you got to trust them, you know. Yeah,
that was a tough play, and it led to that 7-run sixth inning for the Yankees with 2 outs after Judge was not called for interference. Here on the Potawatomi Sportsbook post-game show, for every home run Milwaukee hits all season, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. 35 homers now this year, which means OAW has donated $3,500 to Hunger Task Force. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. We've talked about Tampa coming in over the next 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. They are reeling. They got swept by the Chicago White Sox before they came to Milwaukee. Final score today in that series finale, 4-2. So after Chicago started the season 3-22, they sweep the Rays, who are now 13-16 and 3 games below 500. Time now for the home run distance recap. Jake Bowers hit the home run today for the crew, and it was estimated to travel 387 feet at the time. It tied the game. It was very exciting there in the fifth inning. The home run distance brought to you by SVA, celebrating 50 years of serving people better by providing clients with measurable results. 15-5 New York. We'll come back with some highlights after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Jay.
Brewers fall 15-5, so they lose 2 of 3 to the Yankees here in the series. They had beaten the Yankees 2 of 3. In their interleague meetings each of the previous 2 years. Back on the post-game show, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee about to change what it means to bet big, bet bold. With a huge video wall, seating for over 200, an expanded food menu, and more, the new Pottawatomie Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. State-of-the-art venue opens up this week, May 3rd. Time to get you some highlights brought to you by Prevea Health. We're led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you. Well, it was a rubber match after the Brewers won in extras on Friday. The Yankees scored 15 on Saturday. So each team going for a series win. Neither team had lost a lot of series. The Yankees had only dropped one in their first eight. The Brewers had only dropped one over their first eight series. So what? Something had to give today. What would happen? Well, it was Tobias Meyer's second big league start. He was up against the veteran Marcus Stroman. And after Aaron Judge homered as the third batter of the game, Myers really settled in. He kept it at 1-0 all the way into the fourth with two outs. After he struck at Alex Verdugo, Myers was looking as strong as ever here facing Giancarlo Stanton. 1-2 pitch. Stanton swings and misses. He struck him out. Fastball blew it by Stanton, who fans for the second time. How about this, Tobias Meyers? 5 punchouts in 4 terrific innings. Unfortunately, it would come away a little bit from him in the fifth with Anthony Volpe hitting a big 2-out, 3-run home run that made it 4-0. So Meyers gives up 4 runs in 5. And Stroman had skated on thin ice without it cracking over the first 4 innings, keeping it 1-0 and then 4-0 as he went to the mound in the bottom of the fifth, but Stroman just lost it. He walked Sal Frelick, gave up an infield hit to William Contreras, and that brought Willy Adames to the plate.
1-2 pitch. Drive into right center field. That's going to get down. And one hop the glove of Soto. Around third, headed for home is Frelick. He is in there safely. Stopping at third is Adames. Into second with an RBI double is Willy Adames. The Brewers on the board. It's 4-1 Yankees.
And then it was the Brewers having the tying run at the plate for Jake Bowers.
The pitch. High drive, right field. Soto back. It is gone! Jake Bowers ties it up on one swing. A 3-run shot. It's 4-4 at American Family Field.
Marcus Stroman would not get an out in that fifth inning. In all, 9 would come to the plate for the Brewers. They had a chance at a lead. In fact, with 2 on and 2 out against reliever Ron Marinaccio, Jackson Chourio crushed a ball to left. Off the bat, we thought up here it might have been out, but it was caught by Verdugo right in front of the fence, and so it remained 4-4 going into the sixth. And almost for Jackson, and then that turned out to be the decisive inning, the sixth. Abner Uribe very nearly got through it unscathed. You heard Pat Murphy talking about Aaron Judge knocking down a Willie Adames relay throw on what could have been a double play. He batted the ball like he was a basketball player swatting a shot, and then the inning continued after a pop-out of Giancarlo Stanton. The Yankees would have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in a row reach, and there would be 7 runs score in the inning with those two outs. RBI hits from Gleyber Torres, 2-run hit from Jose Trevino. Later, it was Juan Soto, an RBI hit. 2-run hit from Aaron Judge, 7 runs in. That was essentially all she wrote. A 4-4 game became an 11-4 game, and the Yankees would tack on 2 more in the 7th and 2 more in the 8th and win the game 15-5. So they win the series 2-of-3. As mentioned, just the second series dropped all year for the Brewers, with Tampa coming to town for the next 3. And we'll take a look at that when we come back to wrap up our Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame here on the Brewers Radio Network.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip today for saving on streaming TV. Ever wonder if those streaming companies' whole business model is just luring us in with free trial subscriptions and then making it feel so hard to cancel? Well, spoiler alert, that is exactly what they do. The best way to keep your streaming costs in check is just using some old-fashioned financial elbow grease. Take 20 minutes and have a money meeting with yourself. Look at your bank statements, your credit card bills, make a list of every service you signed up for. And if you are anything like, well, everyone else, there's probably at least one thing you're not using. Cancel it. Anything you haven't watched in the last month, just cancel it. You can always sign back up again. They make that pretty easy. Between now and then, you'll save yourself a bunch of money. For more tips like these, go to workmoney.org or text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Take good care.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Somebody help! My house, it's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, Yadish & Jones' sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Yadish & Jones and Signature Homes by Yadish & Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Yadish & Jones, then
call the movers.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
On Deck Show built by Menards gets underway at 6:05. First pitch, 6:40. Rays have yet to announce their starter, but we do know Bryce Wilson, who's now in that rotation for the crew, He'll get another crack at it. Wilson against the Tampa Bay Rays. Until then, I'm Josh Maurer. We hope you have a great rest of your weekend. Good luck to the Bucs. For Lane Grindle and producer-engineer Kent Sommerfeld, we say so long from American Family Field. Again, the final score, Yankees 15, Brewers 5. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
Brewers Radio is sponsored by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. We Energies, Boucher Automotive Group, Tri-City National Bank, your local carrier dealers, SVA, a professional services company.
Get up! Get out of here and way gone!
Cannon and Dunphy, Loyal Family Renovations, Lakeland University, Lynch Automotive, Z-Bart, and Network Health. I'm the home of the Brewers, 620 WTMJ.
You're listening to